On a somewhat related note, I just thought about this because we were talking about birds. Remember I told you that that my son, Eisenman, was dating the Nanook of the woods?
Oh, that's a was?
Oh, no, no. Still,
oh, still is. Okay.
Still is.
Pheasants are bigger and, as you said, longer tails.
Longer tails. Yeah, I remember the pheasant, the long tail. But he's dating this gal who's like calls crows and like buries animals and digs up their bones. It was my daughter's birthday. It's actually today. But so we were kind of doing a thing on the weekend and he drove down to see his sister for her birthday. And he brought the lady friend with him again. Mm. And so we were roaming around the city. She caught a pigeon.
Wow. How'd she do that?
Did she
lure it in with?
No, she just reached down and caught a pigeon. I don't know what to make of this woman. I've never seen anything like it. She's calling crows. She's digging up animal bones. She's eating weeds out of my backyard. And now she's noodling, like going to catch a catfish, but like with a pigeon. We were at that new, that beer garden over there, like off of Fifth. You know, they have all the little, they put out a new little zoned off food cart, beer garden thing.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice shop. They got live music out there and there's like 30 different food carts. It's very nice. So we're sitting there and we're eating lunch. And you know, the pigeon is amongst us. Like the pigeon fears no man. It's just running around. Like we leave the pigeon alone. The pigeon leaves us alone. And next thing I know, you know, have you ever seen someone when they catch a catfish, they stick their hand out in the hole, but their head's above the water. Mm-hmm. So I look and she's—
Isn't that called noodling?
Noodling. Yeah. So she puts her head, like her chin, like on the table, and then her arms just descend below the bench. And I don't really know what's going on. And I was kind of, what is happening? She's like, I'm going to grab a pigeon.
But she's going to do it without looking.
Yeah. And I was like—
It's a no look.
And I was like, excuse me? Next thing I know, there's like a— there's a kerfuffle from under the table. You know, you can feel like the, like, ah!
Right.
And then she just emerges with a pigeon.
Flapping and flailing.
Yeah. She caught a pigeon.
Wow.
I don't know what to make of what's happening here. I've never seen anything like it other than, yeah, look, she caught a pigeon.
Yeah.
Just
she
to
sure
do
did.
Yeah.
Now, was the pigeon sick, do you think?
No. No, perfectly healthy pigeon.
Because sometimes the sick ones are easy to grab.
No. Perfectly fine.
According to internet.
No.
That's an NLPG. You know what an NLPG is?
What's that?
No look pigeon grab.
No look pigeon grab.
That's what she did.
She's just raw dogging like pigeons? Like what? I'm telling you, there's something going on there. She has some sort of weird natural connection.
She's pigeon lady.
Yeah, pigeon lady. She calling crows. She's grabbing pigeons. Don't know what to make of it.
She's a taxidermist?
Yes. Yeah, she has a bunch of bones. There's a dead bird in my yard. She was fascinated by that. She was like, because, you know, the murder pile. We have, like, the big hawk that lives above our tree and just dumps dead animals down in the wood pile. She was sifting through that, looking to see if there was anything she could grab.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
If your son ends up dead, I'm no longer looking at you.
No. Right there.
You would have been my first look.
Yeah.
Perhaps this is you throwing us off the scent.
No, she's like the nicest person I've ever met. But
my son is an idiot.
Every time I meet her, something else happens where I'm like, what is going down? I didn't know you just reached down and I assumed that pigeons were smart enough to avoid being grabbed.
I've never really seen anybody grab one.
Nor have I. You're around pigeons all the time.
Especially with the no look.
Yeah, the no look. That's the thing that was impressive. It'd be one thing if you lured the pigeon in with something to eat and then you grabbed it. No.
Although I would say, how many people have tried to ever grab a pigeon? I mean, pigeons, like you say, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's like, we've all been around pigeons. Would it be that hard to grab them? She's just actually tried.
I don't know.
Whereas you and I don't care to, so it doesn't matter.
So you're saying right? that you and I can go out tomorrow, like right now?
I'm asking the question. Perhaps it's easier to grab a pigeon than we ever knew because nobody really ever tries to grab pigeons except for people like her.
It's possible.
People of her ilk.
I've never thought that you're right and that I've never thought.
I mean, she just had the balls to do it. And by the way, she didn't even need to see it to do it. Like that tells me that it's not that hard. Mm. No. I mean, no offense to her.
Interesting.
Or perhaps she pulled off a one of a billion.
I don't know. I need to know. Who else is out there? Is grabbing pigeons that I would assume grabbing any bird is difficult. I don't think in my mind that's an easy task. And yet she made it look like she did it in between bites of Indian food. She was eating like a shawarma and then was like, hold on, let me catch this pigeon real quick. Oh, here's the pigeon. And then like held the pigeon for a while. And then the pigeon, like, she was like, all right, go do your pigeon thing. Pigeon flew away, took off, gone. And then she went right back to eating Indian food.
According to AI, it is not generally difficult to catch a pigeon.
Really?
Especially if they're weak, injured, or tame. Mm. They're often trusting and maybe attracted to food. See, she probably dropped some food under there. That's what she did.
Can I ask, did she go back to eating the shawarma immediately after handling the pigeon?
No, she was threatening my son with pigeon hands.
I would be too, or
and
I'd be worried about
those
pigeon
hands. And he got creeped out, and so then she said she was going to go wash her hands because it weirded out Iserman.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Of all the things that could weird you out, pigeon hands. We also learned this. Do you know there's like a weird, like a dead animal store on 23rd?
What does that mean?
So like on 23rd and, I don't know, like, you know, 23rd Avenue there about, I don't know, right kind of in the middle of it. There's like a store called like Paxton or something.
Paxton Gate.
Yeah. And it just has dead animals. There's like, you can buy basically a dead anything. A lot of taxidermy, a lot of bones. There's a human skull that's for sale. You can buy like animals like in like formaldehyde. It's a dead thing store. I don't know why.
How do you get a human skull?
Apparently, you just, well, we've talked about this. You can buy them on the, you know, from like.
But is that on the up and like.
Yeah, you can buy like.
Well, how do you know whose head it is?
Well, you don't. That's the thing.
So then you're not supposed to be buying and selling that.
You can buy, yeah, you can buy one there. You can buy a human skull.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, like, is that legal or, like, what is that? Like, how, what so are the...
So we talked about, you're supposed to sell them for, like, medical research purposes.
Aren't there some morals to that? Like, well, whose morals. Head are you buying?
I don't know. You can go to this place and you can buy a human skull. You can buy a walrus penis. You can buy all kinds of stuff.
Bison jaw?
Yeah, anything you want.
Octopus?
Yeah. So we stumbled in that, and ooh, you've
the
never
seen... The framed piranha is cool.
You've never seen someone so happy. By the way, this was right after we caught the pigeon. This was my weekend. I watched someone catch a pigeon, no look, by the way, and then we stumbled upon this place. Couldn't have been any happier.
Is that the only place that your son will be able to buy her a gift?
It's possible. If she's around for Christmas, I feel like I will be purchasing. Like, what do you get?
That's a big if.
I don't know what you get her other than you go to this place and you buy something.
Paxton Gate. Never heard of it.
Neither did I. We were just wandering.
It looks kind of cool. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. It's an interesting store.
Bone dice?
Yeah. Dude, anything that is dead, you can buy there.
So they have six-sided bone die.
Yeah.
They made die out of bones.
Dude, everything. Like, anything you can think of that came from an animal or a human.
It's not that expensive either.
For sale. No, I was surprised. Although some of the stuff, they've got like some of like the big tanned hides and stuff. They got like a zebra hide. Yeah, it's like $3,000.
They have a human spine for $3,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why would someone buy that, you think?
Couldn't tell you.
Keychain?
Serial killer stuff. I don't know.
Well, exciting times.
Yeah.
What a weekend for you.
Unexpected too. Didn't know they were coming. Surprised me again. Surprised me double with pigeon grabs and then this place. Didn't know this place existed, but it does.
Well, guess what, guys? It is a big night, potentially, for your Portland Trailblazers.
Yes.
Because tonight...
Or a night where everyone goes... Yeah. More than likely, it's going to be the night where everyone goes... Right.
But we all have 2007 in the back of our minds.
Fingers crossed.
Headlines next on The Fan.
Hee hee, Magic Johnson.